know, you don't have to have the same look as Mrs. Jones's house or your other neighbor's house.
Oh, heaven forbid, that is not, that we're not going to have
the same.
You
don't want that, right? No. So you can take all of our products and mix them.
Kind of like showing up to a party with the same dress. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready to learn how to grow your interior design business? Welcome to the lounge. The Chase Lounge. So get comfortable, grab a glass of Cabernet, and let's talk the business of interior design. Now, here's your host, Nick May.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. This is Nick from The Lounge. Today, we're going to have a little bit different format. We'll actually be interviewing folks on location at Decorative Materials. So if you're familiar with the Denver Design Center, you know Decorative Materials, because Decorative Materials is kind of the one-stop shop if you want anything fancy in the world of tile. Well, SLU is one of the fantastic resources there in Decorative Materials, and she's going to be co-hosting this segment with me on a weekly basis. So we're going to be asking vendors to come in. We may ask a local designer to come in every once in a while and talk about what kind of vendors they like to use. But this is going to be a resource for you, whether you are here in Denver or really anywhere in the world, because most of the things that we talk about will be products that you can get no matter where. Now, every once in a while, we'll probably have somebody that's exclusive to Denver. So like today, we've got George Harrison from Harrison Home Systems. He's here locally in Colorado, and he does home systems, and he'll get into a little bit about that in a little bit. But if you were to have a project that's up in the mountains in Denver, anywhere here in Colorado, those would be great resources for you. So hopefully we'll become your one-stop place to come find those resources when you have customers that say, hey, I have just purchased a new vacation home in Vail, Colorado, but you don't know where your resources are going to come from. Well, you're just going to check in with us. So without further ado, let's go out to the Denver Design Center, and we're going to hear from George Harrison of Harrison Home Systems, and we're going to hear from Laura Dahlhauser from Sonoma Tile Makers. So she had flown in from California and did the interview with us. So hope you enjoyed the interviews today, and would love to hear your thoughts after the show notes. Well, thanks for joining us today on the Chaise Lounge. Today, I am joined with my new co-host, SLU.
Woo!
Sarah Lewis from Decorative Materials. Good morning.
Great to be here.
Well, thanks for taking me up on the offer to do a show here at the Denver Design Center. So excited to do this with you, SLU.
Anytime.
So tell me a little bit, you know, you and I got to know each other through ASID and
right.
and doing events and whatnot, but what do you do here at Decorative Materials? What is Decorative Materials?
Well, we are a tile and stone showroom. We're a tile and stone showroom, and we sell, you know, anything from ceramic tile to floor tile, porcelain, glass, anything you need for tile and stone.
So you guys are kind of the resource for the design community here in Denver.
Yeah, we sell the pretty.
Yeah, you do. And yeah. Unfortunately, it's a little bit louder in here than in my studio.
That's all right.
The sound bounces a little bit because, you know, I've noticed that tile isn't very soft, which means it doesn't absorb sound very well. So there's a little bit of background noise and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's going to create a really nice ambiance for our audience.
I think so.
Yeah. So so every week we're going to be here in the Denver Design Center at your showroom, and we're going to invite folks that are in and around the interior design world to come in and share resources with us. Doesn't that sound fun?
Sounds great.
Yeah. So so today we've got George Harrison with Harrison Home Systems. Welcome to the Chaise Lounge.
Woo! Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
So so George and I have gotten to know each other through different events. And again, you're an industry partner with ASID as well.
I am.
And why don't you tell us, what is Harrison Home Systems? What do you guys do? Like, do you build homes?
No, we are a high-end residential audio, video, and home automation systems company. We mostly do audio video systems, but what's really become prominent is the home automation portion of our business, which at the end of the day provides our clients a single point of control to control their entire home.
Okay, so for an idiot like me, so you use technology so that it's easy for me to watch television.
That's part of it. That's probably the primary reason that we exist, but we have expanded our offerings to control any type of system that is controllable. That extends to your security system, your HVAC system, your blinds and your shades, your cameras. It goes on from there, but the ability to control all that from an iPhone or a laptop has really become a common expectation of our clients, and that's what we do. We work that magic that allows all those different systems to work together seamlessly and make it a single user interface for our clients.
You're making it smart.
Making it smart. That's Ooh. Right.
So I saw a post on Facebook the other day. I follow the guy from Kiss, Gene Simmons, and he had a really funny post. He had a remote control for his television, and he had taken tape and covered up every button that he didn't use and just left the volume up, down, channel up, down, and on and off switch, basically.
I love it.
And so I'm guessing that you make a system that's easy to use.
That's right.
You don't have to do that.
If our systems are not easy to use, we haven't done our job well. And through programming, that eliminates all that unnecessary clutter on your remote control. And so that's a great story. I may use that, actually, because that's exactly the heart of what we do, is we want to eliminate the confusion that typically comes with technology. And most people are averse to technology because the minute it becomes hard to use, they tend not to use it. Mm-hmm. It's our job as an integrator to make those remotes effective with as few buttons as possible. And so that's kind of our job.
Okay.
And that extends to not just audio, video, but everything else in your house that is able to be controlled.
And all of that changes so fast.
It
How
does.
Are you able to keep up with it?
Well, honestly, it's sometimes our clients come to us with technology we haven't even heard about yet. And that's a very honest example of just how fast it does change. But it is our job to keep ahead of it to the best of our ability. But most of my job is education, letting people know what is possible and how we can make it useful and practical for them. And so there's a lot of that that's involved in what we do in a day-to-day basis.
My guess is that you probably deal with a lot of guys that have big companies and lots of technology at their fingertips on a normal basis. So
yes.
That's probably why they know of some things that are coming down the pipe before you do.
Right, and that can be a double-edged sword in that some people come in with a level of expectation from that exact dynamic, that they can do it at work, why can't I do it at home? And so that can prove to be challenging, but sometimes those are our best clients because those scenarios give us an opportunity to really demonstrate our capabilities. Mm-hmm. And some people just want the bare minimum. They just want to be able to turn the TV on and that's it. Others realize just how amazing technology is and how available it is. It's not as exotic as it used to be to have a home automation system. And in this day and age, to be able to leverage what we know and integrate what's available, that's to me the heart of what we do and what I'm passionate about,
sure.
What I really enjoy about it.
Yeah. And safety comes into it with
Absolutely.
Lights. And
so safety...
safety and security.
On
that's
so
right.
Cameras too.
Yeah.
On so many levels. Being able to have a baby cam to check out your kids while you're in the house or away from home is a common application.
Or teenagers.
Or teenagers, probably
Ooh,
more importantly.
Yeah. Yeah, let's keep an eye on them.
Getting that security system set at night, so if they try and sneak out after bedtime, you know about it right away.
Yeah.
That's one example. But also, if you have a security system and you also have a lighting control system, for instance, you can tie those two together and leverage the automation system that if there's a fire or some type of event, it can make the outside lights on your house strobe. So when the fire department's trying to find you, they can kind of see there's something going on there. So that's just one lifestyle enhancement that you can really, that's a really common application for us. So it goes beyond just home entertainment.
Now I know we want to talk about how it works with window treatments, but I'm going to come back to that. You started your business, though, not in Denver, but you live in Denver, right?
I do.
But tell us a little bit about where you've done a lot of work over the years.
Right. So I grew up part-time in Telluride. And when I was back there, long history where I lived as a kid, but I spent a couple of years of grade school in Telluride. And when I moved back to Telluride in 92, I had friends that I worked for up there part-time and did this for a living. I worked for him long enough to where I realized I want to do this myself. And so I had since moved away, but still have contacts down there. That then translated to a lot of friends that live in Aspen. So point being is we've done a lot of work in Telluride and Aspen and still continue to do so. And so exposure to the high-end residential projects.
They're not small houses.
They're not small. That's right.
Right.
That's
right. There. Yes. Yeah. They're a little bit large.
A little bit bigger than usual. So
you've probably worked for some exciting and famous people.
Yeah, I can't tell you their names.
And you can't tell them. You'd have to kill me.
He signed the disclosure.
That's right.
That's awesome.
So what's relevant about that is some of the larger scale projects, they have tend to have larger budgets and tend to have the capability to do more stuff. And so we've had some pretty exciting experiences.
So what's a small job for you typically?
Well, that's changed a lot over the years. You know, we're 15 years old now, and so
you're like a teenager.
Yeah, right. Still an adolescent.
We gotta keep an eye.
That's right. Watch out for me. Don't turn your back. We have obviously, as our company has matured and our project size has increased, so has our average project size. I guess what's typical for us is, you know, somewhere in the $100,000 to $250,000 range.
So you're not putting in just a flat panel somewhere.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's changed is that since home automation has become more mainstream, there is more opportunity to tie more systems together. That then allows us to provide more services in a single project, and so that's why those project sizes have increased. And what most people wouldn't expect, as far as what our service offerings are, is typically everyone thinks you're just the cable guy. You know, you do audio, video, but it's become much more than that. So
that's a great segue into, you were telling me offline that you guys do window treatments.
We do.
How does window treatments and televisions, and how do they get married?
And that's a great question, and it's a really common question that we get asked. Why would we buy our window treatments from the AV guy? And what I think people don't realize is how prevalent automated shades and automated draperies have come
into
play.
Yeah, mine aren't automated at my house.
Right.
No.
I have to pull a cord.
I close them myself.
And that's pretty typical.
Or you know what my automation is? Hey, Tyler, he's my 10-year-old. Hey, go close that shade.
Exactly.
Would you?
That's
automation.
The 10-year-old needs a job.
Yeah, he does. Oh, yes. That's a totally different topic for a different day.
That's right.
But anyways, back to shades.
What has changed a lot lately is our main manufacturer is called Lutron. And Lutron is a lighting control, a dimming company that has expanded into the shade market. They acquired a product called Savoia, which was the quietest shade motor on the market. And they knew at the end of the day, all things being equal, if the product's the same, but one product is louder than the other in a residential scenario, like in a master bedroom, people are going to tend to gravitate towards those that are less obtrusive. And so that was the motivation for them to get involved with shades. The other reason is lighting control has an aspect of energy savings to them. There's actually a return on your investment because you can dim your lights more often.
Especially have the big windows that are all, you know, south-facing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Precisely. So that is how that transition started from the electronics-based company to venture into shades. So with the automated windows came, well, what do we need to offer fabrics as well to go with those motors? And so that's...
Thus comes in the design element.
That's right. That's right. And... Lutron this past year came out with a whole new product offering called the Calice line of fabrics, which is 150 plus beautiful shade materials that we can tie into what would be typically used for just solar shades. And so there's a serious design element to it. I mean, there is a solution there for every taste. And so that's had a big impact on our business. The second reason it's relevant is because if there's an automated aspect to the shades, you want the guy that's installing the shades to be responsible for that product. And so, you know, we can offer not just the automation, but also the fabric. It's one less layer of collaboration you have to deal with. So that's been appealing to
a lot
of
builders. One vendor versus two.
That's right.
That the designer has to deal with.
Right.
Or the contractor.
Exactly. However, in those scenarios where there is an interior designer on the project, not only do we have a vast array of fabrics to offer, we can also put third-party fabrics on motors and draperies. So we really do collaborate.
So we could go down to Kravet. Is Kravet in here?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they do fabrics?
They do.
So you could go down to Kravet and throw them on?
You can find a plethora of fabrics. That's
my
right.
goodness. Now you've just opened the doors to just about anything,
That's
right?
correct. And that's what's so compelling, I think, about what we do is we can then very easily collaborate with interior designers.
Could I take a drop cloth and put it on one of those?
You could. So there's a process. There is a process involved at Lutron where we'll submit a few yards of that fabric, and they have a testing process. But there's not a lot of fabrics we've run into that are not compatible. And then when you talk about drapery tracks, that's where Cravit would be a perfect example of us motorizing someone else's fabric as well. So we become very much a partner, a strategic partner with interior designers in the window treatment aspect of our business. And our particular business is a very shade and drapery focused AV company. We tend to focus on the high-end residential projects. And so we proactively reach out and try to collaborate with interior designers because it helps them as well.
You want those partners.
That's right.
Partnerships are good.
They're everything in our world as far as we're concerned.
So, I'm guessing that now that you've got all these different things that are controlled by your systems, then instead of having 20 different remote controls, I can just have one?
Precisely. And that is...
And can that be my
iPhone.
Phone or
preferably,
pad?
Preferably, yes.
Uh-huh.
And so the automation...
There's an app for that, right?
There's an app for that.
Android.
And that's right. And so the automation system that we sell... is compatible with both. It's predominantly been an Apple-based automation system, but they are also releasing their Android app, I actually think, next week here in Denver at our national trade show. Happens to be here in Denver this year.
What is the date of that?
That is September 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Denver Convention Center.
So by the time people are listening to this, that might be...
That's right.
I'm sorry.
There's always next year.
There's always next year.
That's right.
September.
Put it on the
next year, 2015.
That's right.
We'll get you the date.
Or just call George.
Just call me. Just call me.
He'll hook you up.
What is that website again?
Well, George, tell us. How should they contact you?
So the long version is harrisonhomesystems.com or www.hhsusa.com. And from there, you can find my contact information. We're located in Golden. We have a small but effective showroom where we have all these systems, including shades, on display for people to see, and all of the fabric samplings are there for interior designers to come in and review, which is a common thing for us to have interior designers come in and kind of collaborate. And
do you have an office up in Aspen?
We don't. We do a lot of business up there. We have a partner company in Telluride where we do a lot of work, and he's also a big shades designer now. He's an electrical firm, but actually has a really nice shading demo in his office in Telluride, so we can send people there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah,
well,
thanks, George.
Thanks so much for having us.
I had no idea you did so much, and I've known you for quite a while now.
Well, see, now I got to get the word out. This
That's
perfect.
Right. Well, hey, what do you think? Well, it's what we're doing.
That's right.
I love what you guys are up to. I think this is a great idea. It's wonderful.
Well, thanks for joining us in the Chaise Lounge, and stick around. We're going to have lunch later, so... it's going to be a good afternoon.
Thanks again for having me.
Awesome, thanks. And today we're being joined by a tile, let's say, diva.
Exactly.
A tile diva.
Yes, yes.
Welcome, Laura. Laura, I'm just going to have you pronounce your last name.
Dahlhauser.
Okay, because I'm just going to mess it up.
Yeah, everyone does. It's okay.
And you're with Sonoma Tile Makers.
That is correct. I'm the regional account manager for the western area. I basically cover, west of the Rocky Mountains.
Okay. And so we're talking tile today.
Yeah, tile.
In decorative materials.
That's right. That's
is that a coincidence?
Oh, well, it was perfect timing for Laura to be in town today.
Oh, nice. Well, we're going to come back to that, I think. But I want to know what's tile makers do?
Sonoma Tile Makers. Well, we are the largest handcrafted ceramic manufacturer in the United States. We have over 400 dealers, and Decorative Materials is one of them.
Woo-woo!
They are the exclusive dealer in Colorado for our collection. And today we are introducing a new line called...
Nope. We're not going to get there yet. We're going to hold out.
Rewind.
That's
yeah,
the tease.
No, we're
going to...
That's right. There's a new product. There's a new collection.
Okay.
We're gonna hold that out to
okay,
the end.
Okay, good. I like
if that's
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you guys are... You flew in from California.
Yes, I live in Northern California.
Oh, is it just beautiful there?
It's very nice. Yes, I love it. I'd rather live in Hawaii, but I like it for now.
Ooh, yeah. I talked to a guy from Hawaii a couple weeks ago, and that would be nice, too.
Yeah.
But you guys just had a... Did you have an earthquake?
We had an earthquake in Napa, which is about an hour away from the factory and about an hour away from where I live.
Was there a number associated with this one?
6.2 or 3.
That sounds strong.
It was big.
Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our Napa showroom is not doing very well.
Down for the count?
Down for the count for now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll probably... When those things happen, does that mean more business for you guys, though?
We'll see. Unfortunately, they might have to order a lot of new boards, and I'm not sure if it's covered under their insurance.
Oh, I meant like for homeowners. Like homeowners need to do.
So. Fix up their homes.
You know what? Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So
we'll be.
So if you experienced an earthquake, maybe you need to come take a look at some Sonoma tile.
It's amazing tile. I've been to their factory before.
Oh, do you make it in California?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So the factory is in Windsor in Sonoma County. And we started as just a small little building, and then basically now we've taken over the whole block.
How old is this company?
21 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys have been around the block a while.
Been around for a while, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys deal a lot with the interior design world, I'm assuming?
Well, not directly, but we deal, you know, we have 400 dealers throughout the United States and Canada, and so we leave the interior designers and architects, you know, in the good hands of our dealers, and they deal with them on a continuous basis. But we love coming to designer functions, like today's function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And so with that said, you came out to showcase a new collection.
Yes, our new Euphoria collection. And
I'm touching it. It's beautiful.
We've had white tile, white 3x6, white Carrera, white. And I'm hoping, you know, and we went from whites to grays. And I think it's time for some color. So our new Euphoria line has 18 beautiful colors. 5 field shapes, 5...
So does this shape have a name?
This is the arabesque shape.
Okay.
Yes, and the color is called Spanish Eyes.
It looks kind of iridescent to me. Is that...
It has a metallic finish.
Okay,
yes.
So I use
it's like raku.
It is a raku finish.
Raku.
Yes.
You guys are using all these names I'm not familiar with, but that's okay.
Yes. So raku is a unique... finish, which the is done in Boulder, Colorado, so it's just 30 minutes north of you. So we take our porcelain field tile from the factory, and we ship it to our Boulder factory, and that's where it is glazed, and that's where this process is done.
So if someone gets this, wherever it is in the world, it's come through Denver.
It's correct. Coming from Boulder. Yes.
From Boulder.
Yes.
Okay. So it passes through the Colorado state lines.
It does, yes.
Okay.
And then ships directly from Boulder to our dealers or drop ships to their customers.
Okay. Awesome. And so different sizes, or is this kind of the standard size?
So you have 5 field shapes, and they're all more rectangular shapes, 2x4, 3x9, 2x8, because that's really what's popular right now. And then we have 5 shapes, which are the arabesque shape, which everyone loves that shape. We have we call it a vino shape, and it's more of a teardrop shape. And then we have the genie bottle, and then you have the elongated hex. So there's just a lot of cool little fun shapes, which you see a lot in ceramics and stones, and so we wanted to bring it into the Euphoria collection.
And my personal favorite, the flask.
The flask,
ooh,
yes. We have
flask.
A mystic. We have very cool shapes, so you'll have to come to Decorative Materials to see them.
Well, we'll put I'll put some links in the show notes so people, if they're off in Dubai or somewhere else, that they can at least take a look at it.
But, it's beautiful.
But definitely come by and, of course, buy from Decorative Materials.
That's right.
And so what else are you coming to Denver to chat about? I mean, I think, did you guys do some training today here at the showroom?
Well, we did a full training on Euphoria, so the staff is well aware of all the trim pieces available and the lead time and the price point. And then we always do a little refresher on current products that will be coming out. We have a lot of new changes. We have a new ceramic relaunch. We have a new one called Montage. We have a new shape in our Vihara, which is the E-Hex with 4 new colors.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have new exciting lines launching, new additions to the lines, and so they got an earful today.
Oh, I'm always curious how many SKUs are involved. Like, I think I come in here and I always wonder, like, how many SKUs is that wall? How many SKUs would typically be in this Euphoria collection line?
Euphoria. That is a great question. I'm going to say
it's odd, you know, 60? Because tile, I mean, we go by SKUs sort of, but it's really not part of, you know, it's so much more about being artistic and putting pieces and parts together that a lot of tile, it doesn't even have a SKU number.
Right.
You know, it might be more custom. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe 40 or more. 60, a lot.
I'm gonna say 40.
You guys have
got
to have thousands in here, hundreds of thousands of SKUs in the showroom.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, then you multiply
products.
That by 18 colors. So
oh, goodness.
Then it's,
oh, goodness
and
gracious.
You really jump up there.
Yeah.
And then you have the trim, and then you have the different colors.
Yeah.
So would this collection, because it's metallic, would this be used everywhere, or would this typically be a wall tile, or doesn't matter?
So this line, what I love so much about the Euphoria is that it is a porcelain tile. And therefore, it can be used in showers. It can be used on exterior walls, interior walls. It has more of a slick surface.
Can I ask you a question? I'm going to ask the stupid questions because...
Do it.
I think there's no stupid question.
Right.
So why is it, you just mentioned, because it's porcelain, it can be... Tell me, why is that?
So porcelain has a lower absorption rate for water. Therefore, it can be used in more higher traffic areas, as well as it can take the weather from the exterior surface.
Okay.
And so that just makes it more durable.
Okay.
Versus a ceramic tile. And so because of its durability, in California, we can use this in a pool.
Oh, wow.
But however, in Colorado or Alaska, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it.
Okay.
But in most areas where it doesn't get freezing, it can go any exterior.
Yeah, it gets a little cold here.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Right now, not so much.
Yeah, but it can go in an indoor pool.
Okay.
You know, for hotels that have you know, spas or pools, it can definitely go in.
And it looks a little thicker to me than some tile. Is that not true? Or
this would be a 3/8 inch thick, which is the same thickness as stone and our ceramic, and so it's actually a great size, especially if you're going to be water jetting and mixing it with other products, which down the road we'll be able to do with Euphoria.
Mm-hmm. Water jetting. What is that?
Yes.
That sounds fancy.
It's a big fancy machine which does custom designs and patterns where you can create.
There's no end in sight. Like, seriously, now you've I mean, we had, you know, I thought 80 or 100 SKUs was a lot, but now you're like, this is, like, unlimited.
Yeah. It is. That's the beauty of Sonoma Tilemakers is you can customize many of our products, and you can do, you know, you don't have to have the same look as Mrs. Jones's house or your other neighbor's house.
Oh, heaven forbid. That is not, that we're not going to have
the same. You
don't
want that, right? No. So you can take all of our products and mix them.
Kind of like showing up to a party with the same dress. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Yeah. Yeah. So that is the great thing about Euphoria, as well as all of our other collections, is the blending. That's what we're known for, is our custom blending, our Mos Suprema blending.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So so this seems to be very on trend. Do you have lots of other collections that are feel very different? Or 'cause when I hear, when you first started talking about Sonoma tile, it gave me the impression of very Southwest and...
Oh, interesting.
But that's just me. I don't know if I'm...
He's a paint guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a paint guy, so I don't know. I'm the outsider coming into this, you know, thing. So that's why I get to ask the stupid questions.
Right. So your question is do we have other lines?
Is it a very broad range of tiles?
Yes, absolutely.
So I know, because as I walk through here, you've got, you know, a very contemporary tile right here next to us. And then over there, I don't even know what you call that sculpted tile.
Carved stone. We have all of that.
Oh, you
do? We have everything. So we have ceramic lines that are more modern.
Uh-huh.
We have some ceramic lines that are a little bit more old world looking.
Okay.
Some that are tumbled stoned looking, as well as liners and decoratives. For the ceramic tiles, we're looking at more of like a 6x12 or less.
Okay.
We're not doing the big 12x24 porcelains.
Okay.
We're more of the handcrafted. And then we have couple of glass lines. We have our Tantrum Crackle Glass, which we're very well known for.
Gorgeous.
That sounds nice.
It's beautiful.
You have to show me that when we finish up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that comes in numerous shapes and sizes, and that's part of our Mos Suprema. We have our Vihara Glass, which is done really well. Iridescent and silk, and that comes in 5 different shapes and 16 different colors. So it's endless.
It's endless.
We have the Tuscany Sonoma Reserve. We have the more earthy Vintners Reserve. I can go on forever and ever.
How do you keep track of all of that?
Good
memory. Honestly.
Yeah, lots of concentration when I was little. You know that game?
Yeah. Yeah, I have none. I have more. I'm like the guy that has ADD, you know? So that's me. I'm jumping.
And we rely on Laura to keep us up to speed on all the new things.
Because when a designer comes in, SLU, and they're like, hey, I just need something new and different. And then they describe the project, and then you go, well, you should have the Euphoria collection.
That's right. Well, of course. And we have the new colors laid out today, and... You know, we're having a lunch where designers are going to be coming in, but the boards are beautiful, so you can really get an idea of all the different range of color. So it's really an incredible line. I was thrilled to see it finally. We've been ready for it because it's been a new launch.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's been 6 designers in here since we laid the boards on the counter, and every designer has already put it in one of their projects.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Well, that's, I mean... Yeah. Now, do you think that's because you're here?
No.
Or is that just because they saw it
for
the first time?
They saw it.
Well, she's not paying them.
No.
You know, like handing out cash.
No.
Please look at this. She doesn't even have to.
I know, but you know, sometimes the personal...
Even saying anything. They're just on the counter, and I'm just watching designers come in and say, oh my God, I love this. I love the color.
Okay.
It's the new...
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. So people need to come in and see it. And in fact... Every Thursday, if folks are listening to this, they can come in and get a free lunch.
Get a free lunch.
They say there's no free lunch.
It starts at 12:30 until it's gone. You know,
so you have to come early.
Yeah, better come early.
Yeah, we better finish this up so I don't miss a sandwich.
We don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and so if folks come in and stop in, we can we could interview them, SLU.
That's right.
And hear about what resources they like.
That's right.
For their design.
Yes.
Firm. Well, thanks for joining us, Laura.
Yeah, thank you.
Has this been okay?
It's been great. Yeah. I'm going to be here every Thursday.
You're famous now.
You're famous. So anytime you come back, make sure you come back on a Thursday.
I will. I'm always here on Thursday.
And you can talk about the next line that you guys are releasing.
Absolutely.
There are some things coming down the pike.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. We can't... I mean, I can't say anything about it.
We have Montage. No.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us in the Chaise Lounge.
Yes.
And...
See you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday. Come join us.